Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, February 13th, 2006. Today's message is titled Kindness, and I want to share portions from three scripture verses today, all having one word in common. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, Ephesians 4, verse 32, and all the way back into the Old Testament, Proverbs 12. Verse 25, and I want Brooksine to read these verses one after the other today.
Love is kind. Be kind to one another. An anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up.
Brooksine and I recently attended an open house at her daughter's school. We spoke to Stairs teachers regarding her progress and met several other parents as well. In one of her classes, a boy was with his mother, and I asked him if he knew Stair. He gave me a knowing nod. Then he smiled as he said, "She's my best friend." I wondered what this type of response might mean. I had never heard Esther even mention his name prior to this.
Well, when we got home, Stephen told Esther what the young man said and asked her if she knew why he would say that. She told him that the other kids, even her good friends, made fun of him. He has some annoying habits that can get on other people's nerves, including hers. But she tries to be nice to him and help him with his schoolwork.
Well, you can be sure that sure made our visit to Esther's classroom extra special. We are so pleased when we see our kids demonstrate Christ-like characteristics. Due to her heart disease and various setbacks, Esther has limitations on her giftings. But if she can go through life being an encourager, we are more than pleased.
An anxious heart weighs down people all around us. Kind words have such power to cheer others. Can you recall when this last happened to you? When was the last time you gave out a kind word? Today, may we all be dispensers of kindness. Henry Drummond wrote, "The greatest thing a man can do for his Heavenly Father is to be kind to some of his other children." Let us cheer the anxious hearts around us today. Jesus, thank you for the assortment clothing that I have as I open my closet to select appropriate attire for the day. Because I am chosen by God, I also want to clothe myself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Help me to bear with others and be quick to forgive their offenses. May the virtue of love be like a cloak that brings harmony to the beautiful wardrobe that I receive by the power of your Holy Spirit. May all I do and say bring glory to your precious name.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. And it is a real joy to come via the podcast technology and share with listeners today. One of the interesting things about the podcast, we have some indication of how many times the show was downloaded or subscribers access the show. But apart from that, not a whole lot of ability to really understand the format. However, it's great to periodically hear from readers and listeners to this ministry. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we work out of our home in beautiful South Central Pennsylvania, where we just had a big snowstorm yesterday, but it's beautiful today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. If you go to the site today, we have a number of pictures up. One of our daughter Esther, along with her dog, I took this morning. And several photos of our views from our neck of the woods in regard to the snowstorm. Now finally, I'm going to ask my wife to share one more story that's related to today's message.
Well, due to the snowstorm, the church where Stephen has been serving as an interim pastor canceled the service. So we attended our local church yesterday. Pastor Bob shared an illustration that reflects the devotional today. He told of a woman who had been involved in the occult, where she dealt a lot in the spirit world and had the ability to see the giftings or the power of other people. She claimed she could tell, even from quite a distance, when she spotted a Christian because of the level of power that would emanate from them. He used this story to illustrate the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I paraphrase some of Colossians 3:12 in my prayer today that I read earlier. I really have no interest in purchasing name brands such as Versace and many other famous brands, most of which I'm unfamiliar with. I've never been into showing off what tags are on my shirt or slacks, but I do want people to see, even from a distance, that my spiritual attire reflects the Maker of heaven and earth.
Amen. Well said, Brooksine. And our desire today is to encourage you. There's one other resource on the website today. It is an online edition of a little booklet produced over 100 years ago by the author referenced in the message called Henry Drummond. A book, one of the bestsellers of all history, called The Greatest Thing in the World, which is an exposition of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and stay encouraged.